feel so bad about my brother getting hurt. It was my idea to race our bikes, and he broke his arm.
Maybe it wasn't a great idea to race your bikes, but you don't have to feel ashamed about it. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening. As always, my name is Zach. Even Christians sin, but instead of feeling bad about it, use that feeling to confess what you did to God. As a Christian, Jesus has already taken away the eternal consequences of what you did, and he's forgiven you. Just listen to the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 6. He wrote, "But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God." Our story for today is entitled, "Shame Off You." Casey was sitting on the edge of the deck, shoving a pointy stick into the muddy spring earth when Grandpa sat down next to him. "Hey, buddy, you've been quiet ever since your parents dropped you off to take your little brother to the hospital. Anything you want to talk about?" Grandpa asked. Casey thrust the stick harder into the ground, sending the sticky mud splattering onto his feet. "It's all my fault. It was my idea to race our bikes down the hill, and I was the one who teased him for not wanting to go faster. He wouldn't have broken his arm if it wasn't for me." Casey leaned into Grandpa's arm and sniffled. "I'm always doing stuff like that, teasing him and trying to get him to do things I know I shouldn't. I'm a horrible person." Casey buried his face in Grandpa's chest and let his tears fall freely. Grandpa put his arm around Casey's small shoulders. "Casey, I know you feel bad, but that doesn't mean you are bad." Casey lifted his head and looked at Grandpa. "What do you mean?" "When we make poor choices, we know it's sin and that we need forgiveness. But we also have to be careful not to allow shame to sneak in and tell us that we're bad. Look at that stick you're holding. It's got mud on it, but it's still a stick, right?"
"Well, yeah, of course."
"Well, shame tries to convince the stick that it's all mud, but it's not. It just needs someone to clean the mud off."
"So, if I'm like the stick, then I just need someone to wash my mud away?"
A smile came to Casey's face. "You mean Jesus, right?"
"You got it," said Grandpa.
"Jesus took the guilt and shame of our sin on himself when he died on the cross. He washes us clean and makes us right with God. Because you trust in Jesus, that's who you really are, a child of God whose sins have been washed away. Shame has no place in your life. When you feel bad about something, confess your sin to Jesus and he will forgive you. He died to take your shame off of you so you could enjoy a new life with him." Well, what about you? Do you feel bad about something you did? Is it sticking to your heart like mud, making you feel dirty? Let Jesus wash the sticky mud of shame off of you and remind you who you really are. Once you know him as your Savior, sin and shame no longer have any claim on you. Confess what you did to him, knowing he will always forgive you. Our key verse is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11.
"But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the Spirit of our God."
And our key thought, Jesus took your shame. Fill your Easter basket with faith and fun at Keys for Kids. This Easter season, get Down Gilead Lane and Red Rock Mystery 10% off. Plus, the same deal on Keys for Kids and Unlocked Journals, complete with matching highlighters. And here's the sweetest part. Spend $20 or more and receive a free Keys for Kids Easter devotional. Check it out at keysforkids.org and tap shop. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.